the whole of this crazy society is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on a screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 2.5 hundred years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
Thank you so much for joining us. We're live here worldwide every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks, talking about solutions, talking about the truth, trying to suss through all this information that we're constantly being bombarded with. I've seen so many other people here just recently, after myself doing it here not just but a few days ago, talking about how hard it is to just whittle through the information and find anything at all that's of any value or of use to talk about. There's so much going on out there, and there are so many people out there seeking and finding the truth and sharing that information. And you know, we talk about the idea that we're a social media friendly show here and try to be really, really live, real time with the social media as I'm sitting here talking about. The links I share with you, I'm actually posting up there sometimes literally as we're doing the show on the website, and then there's on go to places like Facebook. We're always encouraging you, where I get tons of links every day. I have hundreds of friends on Facebook. I'm not a friend collector. I'm pretty picky about my friends. I look for people who have something in common, people who are likely to share the truth. I don't Facebook friend video game players, although every once in a while those games come across and I have to. I've done it from the beginning, from immediately when I started on Facebook, and this is something that I suggest you do if you get involved in the social media at all, and that's immediately. As something comes up like that you're not interested in, block it out, period. That's it. Block it out. You don't have to block out the person generally if you're talking about Facebook, like the games that they share. You know, I just completed such and such level, or help me build my farm, or any of that silly stuff that's going on in there. If you're not interested in that thing, all you have to do is just tell it to block it. And if you do that immediately from day one, you almost never see that stuff except for when something brand new comes up, or when some spammy game has spammed some pages and figured out how to get around their name and force their view back into you again. But it's part of our solution here, talking about the technology thing and giving that idea. And I'm not talking about that thing today. We're not talking about that at all. It may come up in just the general course of the conversation as we look at a bunch of news and talk about a few things that are going on in the world, like the Olympics that started today. All these things are going on. We're going to talk about that other thing, unless it just happens to come up in the conversation. A lot of the conversation is going to be about guns today, because it's fitting that the Olympics are on, because they're making a run for the guns, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are signs of that. And the UN gun treaty, apparently, I've been reading it. I haven't read the whole thing yet. I'm about halfway through it. Is done. It's the actual documentation is done. I've shared that link up there, milehighlibertyradio.com. Click on today's red link date somewhere in the middle of the page. It says Friday the 27th. If you click on that bad boy right there, take you to a page full of links of stuff that we'll hopefully get into today. We'll try to talk about any number of the things, but that is one of those things that I definitely shared that information up there with you, and we'll get into it. We'll talk about it. Some of the headlines: Fox Sports, Olympic Park, scary and ripe for a terrorist attack. These are my words. I put my own titles to most of these, but we'll get into the real titles, and you'll see that it's not apt. By any means. Synthetic drug labs raided nationwide. I think that's going to be an interesting story to follow. It's always an interesting story when the government is raiding people's private industry. You got to follow it. Like the raw milk thing, that's back in the news today. Mike Adams, the health ranger, and everybody tied in with him is and the Rossum deal and everything that went on with the raw milk With James Stewart. Bounty hunters grabbed him up today, and they think they're from Ventura. And that's another story that's up there at MileHighLibertyRadio.com, and we'll be right back to talk about it.
Or the not. People are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without the reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, every Monday through Friday, you find us live here, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks, talking about the truth, talking about the solutions, and on a Friday, trying to have a little bit of fun and lighten the mood and talk about some fun things. It's been a rough week dealing with, with everything that's going on. I've talked before, and I talked a little bit just before we went into the break, just about how tough it can be sometimes to go through the news and find it. For one, you're finding on all these horrible things if you follow trail after trail of some of these particular stories that we have to follow, you know. And when you try to talk to somebody about this, and this is why we're here to help you. For one, we're here to give you the truth so you have the truth when you go talk to these people. And two, try to find some semblance of a solution or something that we can take out of it for ourselves to help us in our day-to-day. Some of it's just news. Some of it's just information. But we've got to have that because you're not getting that in the normal places. But you go to talk to somebody, and we always reiterate this point, how one of the first things you're almost going to hear out of any given person, it doesn't matter whether you know them or not, if you can get into a conversation with them about some of these things that are going on around the world, some of these things that are making the news, If you can't even get them into a conversation, invariably they ask you, well, what do you do about it? Well, we try to talk about those things. I was talking with Greg Gillette earlier this week, and we're talking about doing another health show. He's our resident health expert. He's a nutritionist. He's come in and talked to us before about our health, and he's done a show on cancer for us. And we're talking about doing a show on obesity and just trying to maintain general health through eating well. So just sort of that's coming up. That we got Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America speaking about this gun issue that I brought up and that we're going to get into when we talk about the news here. He's going to be in here on Tuesday to tell us all about this. Like I was just telling you, it's up there, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. If you go up there, the link is up there to the completed UN gun treaty. And if I'm still reading it, and it's one of these things that you got to cross-reference because they reference back to things in the UN charter, so then you got to go double check the charter and make sure what it says. And ultimately, what I came up with is that it's just the UN charter and the two of them combined were being set up. We've talked a little bit about this before, with the idea of the gun runner operation and all of that that's gone down south with the guns, gun walker, all the different names that it's taken on. I can't even think all the different names it's taken on. It's been in effect for so long under a couple of different presidents now, and doing this whole what appears to be an attack, an outright attack on the notion of guns by making it appear as if guns are coming from America, as if that's where the world gets all of their guns, and generally from the American citizens, kind of like a gun store or something like that, as opposed to, you know, a big military arms purchase or something like that. We're going to talk a lot about the gun thing today because ultimately it's international tyranny with threats of reprisal. Simply because if you go and look at the different parts of the charter that are referenced, it talks about enforcing this thing on nations that aren't a part of the treaty. It talks about enforcing this thing in a international governance sense, that you know, the New World Order, the whole central world government dictating to sovereign nations what they can do. And it's all states. They use the word states, and I've told you before that the word states means countries. Countries means states. They're the same thing. One of those words that we lost here in America to lose the individual identity of each individual country, like the country of Colorado, this beautiful country that I'm broadcasting to you from right now, that we just went through this wonderful rainstorm. It cooled everything off. We've hinted a little bit about the drought and everything, and I just want to say that something like this has happened at least, if not more than once, once a day, each week for the last 3 weeks while we're still in this quote-unquote drought. And it's just another one of these ideas of you taking on some perspective when you're thinking about, or when somebody talks to you about, you know, drought or global warming. You gotta have a local perspective to these ideas because things matter locally much more than they do globally. It all starts on this local level, and I'll give you a very specific example of this because we kind of been keeping track of it here on the show just by virtue of the fact that I have relatives who live in Kansas who harvest out there in Kansas. One of them runs a grain silo, one of them drives a truck on a farm delivering stuff to a grain silo, and have been doing it for a number of years. And when I talked to them about this drought, they mentioned quite nonchalantly that, yeah, there's a drought going on, but things were fine right here. Perspective, you know, not everything's bad everywhere. You know, right now we got nice green lawns and trees and everything here in Colorado, but we're still considered part of this drought. And I'm sure in any, you know, you could jump to another part of the state that hasn't gotten as much rain as we have right here on the Front Range, and you could debate all of that, but it's, you know, just a little local individual perspective. Try to take a little bit of the good with all of this bad that is constantly being shoved down our throats. U.S. says Syrian regime about to massacre its people. Gun owner put stop to crazy person who bought a knife and just started stabbing people. He walked in the store, bought a knife, and just started stabbing people. UN gun treaty is complete and the votes are in. International tyranny with threats of reprisal. Again, these are all my own words. And I'll take you to the mainstream media stories when we get to the links. When you combine the UN charter with the gun treaty, U.S. is being set up for invasion over our gun controls. I hinted at this a little bit, and it's about the whole the idea of these guns being smuggled across and being used to kill people by these drug cartels in Mexico. 55,000 dead in the last 6 years, whatever it is. I've heard 30, 40, 55,000. It's a large number of people dead. But that's been done, it seems, based on what we can figure, based on the history of the individuals involved in this, that it's a direct attack on the Second Amendment in an attempt to get us to fall under some sort of notion that we should give up our individual rights to self-protection, our natural, God-given, if you will, rights to self-protection using the implements of the day, including firearms and tanks. I know somebody keeps somebody always brings this up whenever you talk about, you know, invariably I use that word. Well, invariably somebody brings this up in any conversation about guns. Well, you shouldn't be able to own a tank. Well, why not? Why can government own a tank and I can't? There's no particular reason why government should own a tank. I don't even want to get. I'm doing the stories. We talk about this stuff all the time. It would be nothing new to most of you if you're just tuning in for the first time. I know there's a lot of you listening around the world. Just keep tuning in. Believe me, you're going to hear about all of this stuff. Gun control amendment added to cybersecurity bill by the Democrats. That's good. That means it won't pass, hopefully. People tend to jump up and defend their guns. In cybersecurity, they might let slide. Hopefully that's what that means. We'll have to take a look at the story and invest a little bit of time and energy into it. Proven time and time again, gun control does not prevent crime, not even gun crime. And that's a study done by Harvard, and we'll pull it up and take a look at it just a little bit. Here's an old gem from 2001, story from ABC News on the Northwoods document. It's a document that I brought up on a number of occasions, and a number of my guests have brought up as well. If you don't know about the Northwoods document, there's a great place for you to start, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on today's date. That's one of the things that we'll get to today. I didn't get to this yesterday, and this is, you know, it's about that story a little bit. David Koppel, he's a local think tank guy. He works with the Independence Institute. He's a smart guy, good guy, generally on the right side of freedom as far as most things go, and generally pretty fiscally smart as well. And the ideas of the Independence Institute here in Colorado sometimes influence the way things are handled in legislation around here. So David Koppel is a good local man. Generally, who can be trusted with your freedom. Coloradans clear on guns and their role in mass shootings. We'll dive into that. I had it up there yesterday, but I wanted to share it again because I want people to understand that here in Colorado, we are generally really good with guns. There's been a couple of mass shootings here, but, if there's a place that's really good with guns where it's proven that people who carry and gun rates go down in the cities where they know that they can worry about somebody carrying, there's that information there to back it up again. News from our friends in Canada, for our friends in Canada, eh? Our good friends up in Canada, and you thought you were going to go up north to get away? Forget it. You thought you were going to go overseas to get away? Forget it. I got a story on that one, too. DHS request for body armor. Yeah, well, I guess that's what they do, so we'll take a look. It's an InfoWars story, but right at the top of the link goes right to the information for the purchase order. So whatever you have to say about Alex Jones and InfoWars or any of those guys over there, you know, we give them the utmost respect around here, and we respect their information, whether you respect them or not. Ventura County kidnaps innocent man with possible plans to murder him. I'm going to go into that story first, I think. One more headline after that. Not so merry in Maryland. A 77,000-gallon tribute to my dead homies is given. That's right, a whole bunch of beer. Bit the dust. And I put that one up there for fun. I don't know that we'll talk about it. Well, we're getting ready to head into a break here. I see the clock ticking away on us, but we'll start off when we get back from the break with this Ventura County kidnaps innocent man with possible plans to murder him. Again, my words, but we'll check out the story and you see if you follow along and think the same thing when we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Mile High Liberty Radio, and we're talking about the truth, we're talking about the solutions, talking about some news, and I gave you the headline before we went to the break, MileHighLibertyRadio.com, click on today's red link date, and everything's there right in line for you, ready to show you what we're talking about as we're talking about it live right here in real time. Ventura County kidnaps innocent man with possible plans to murder him. Again, those are my words, but, you know, let's read the story. And this is from naturalnews.com, and that's Mike Adams, a health ranger. And, you know, it doesn't matter that I'm a little bit miffed that he might have been the one that first stated the $20,000 for that incident to buy the equipment used in that incident in Aurora that we're not talking about today. But it's got nothing to do with it. We can't be right on, dead on all the time. None of us. But in regard to this, there's no question that this could be an issue that needs to be looked out for, because this has happened. This whole thing has built a real big history about the Rawson milk raids and everything. James Stewart, the 65-year-old raw milkman and founder of Rawson Foods, was assaulted near his home today. Three armed men driving unmarked luxury vehicles with no license plates, carrying firearms on their hips and dressed in gangster-style street clothes, satanic T-shirt imagery and tattoos. They claimed to be making an arrest and verbally assaulted James, sprayed pepper spray in his face and forced his head against a car, and screamed, according to witnesses, "You better listen to me or you're going to have a bad effing day." James Stewart's cell phone was on the entire time, and a phone witness told Natural News the arrest was Nazi style. James was screaming, "Help me, help me, why are you doing this to me?" There's some video of it. It's on YouTube. It's on the link. You can get to the link from MileHighLibertyRadio.com. James was wanted on $130,000 in bail. That's not worded well, I don't think. James was wanted on $130,000 in bail. I guess he didn't pay it in Ventura County, which originally was $1 million bail. And he goes on to say, Mike Adams does, an amount usually reserved for murderers, rapists, and serial killers. And, of course, James is only accused of selling unpasteurized milk from Raw Foods. And they're trying to get him with some other stuff, too, but none of it adds up. That's the reality of the story. This man isn't guilty of these things. He's not guilty of any crime at all. And the people that did instigate the crime, he gets into talking about it in this story here, and has before. He's been on top of this story from day one. This has been very, very well covered. If, you know, not by mainstream media, I'm sure it's made some stories here and there, but ultimately Mike Adams has been on top of it, covering every minute of it, and with the help of James. James is accused of selling unpasteurized milk through Rawson Food, was made the target of an FDA-funded and politically motivated attempt to destroy the raw milk industry in California. He's been charged with financial crimes by Ventura County, even though there is literally no legitimate evidence whatsoever linking James to any such crimes. And it's true, if you've been following the case at all. And the entire case is already in the process of being unraveled. It was unraveled from day one. They immediately pointed out that the people, even who signed the documents to have the warrants and things like that, weren't sworn oaths. I mean, even the from beginning to end, the entire thing stinks to high heaven. In the arrest video, James clearly says, "Sir, I was trying to give you the information I thought Mr. McAfee was giving me." James is referring McAfee. I don't know. James is referring to Mark McAfee and Organic Pastures, or California's largest organic milk producer. Natural News has confirmed that Mark McAfee, among several other people, had helped fund James Stewart's bail bond. According to James Stewart, who phoned from Ventura County Jail, which he actually ended up in there, and that's where we're worried that something could happen. "Mark McAfee, we're watching you, Ventura County. The whole world is watching you. They know he's in there, and they know how he was treated last time." Mark McAfee was present at the arrest and watched the bounty hunters take James away. Readers of this story were asking, this is an update, readers of this story were asking for more details and comments on Mark McAfee as this story is moving quickly. Some of the relevant details haven't been reported yet. Mark had really gone out of on a limb to help James Stewart, even putting up his house as collateral when James failed to make a recent court appearance. Aha, now it's clear. In Ventura, and this was not in the update, obviously, because he had decided to fight the malicious charges against him from outside the system. This put McAfee and other people at financial risk. McAfee, in particular, had mortgaged his house to raise some of the money, which I believe came to $100,000 on McAfee's part. This money would have been forfeited had James not been taken into custody by the bounty hunters. It's not yet clear whether McAfee had anything to do with it. Yeah, so they're just trying to clear up the story as it's happening, as it's following along. You can follow along to MileHighLibertyRadio.com. Click on today's date. The story is there. You can't miss the headline that I used, that's for sure. It's near the bottom. This story goes on. There's been a whole bunch of updates to it, and the size of it has grown a little bit. James is currently residing in Ventura County Jail. As Natural News previously reported, James was tortured in the Los Angeles County jail system for a period of 8 days. James has privately told me, Mike Adams, the guy who wrote this, the editor of Natural News, that he fears if he is taken back to jail, he will be tortured, subjected to starvation, and even murdered by the authorities there. "This may be more likely than you think because the outright criminality of California officials who persecuted James Stewart is now being exposed." I hinted at this. For example, Natural News has already exposed Michelle LeCavalier. I remember this very vividly as this was going on, as this all happened. And the L.A. District Attorney prosecutors for illegally signing search warrants and conducting armed raids. Find all the information at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are mountain hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can mountain hours benefit you? Mountain hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours Revolution. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt then there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the Jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio, and we're here, as always, every Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time on Republic Broadcasting Networks, talking about the truth, telling some stories, and by stories, I don't mean lies. When I'm talking about lies, I use the word narrative, because they like to paint a narrative for you and create this pretty little picture when they tell you some of these things that we talk about all of the time here. I just wanted to touch on this story again quick, just because it's fun. I do, you know, maybe one of these fun stories, a link. I don't even necessarily mention anything about it per se. Sometimes pull it up. But this one, I wanted to clarify, because I mentioned the title and realizing that there are people listening all around the world. At any given time, when I say things like that, they might not understand what I mean. Not so merry in Maryland as 77,000-gallon tribute to my dead homies is given. That's the title I have at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. After you click on today's date, you find it down at the bottom. And merry, as in happy, Maryland, as in the place, the state over there,
and 77,000 gallons of beer. When I'm talking about the tribute to my dead homies, that you pour a little bit of your 40 out on the curb, your 40 ounce beer, in just a tribute to your dead brothers that they've died in the gang war on the street. That's what I was talking about. I just had to come back to that story because I don't know. It's just one of those things. On top of everything else, really, we got to lose. But it's Budweiser. It dropped 77,000 pounds of brew onto Interstate 270. And the story's there if you want to go look at it for yourself, by all means. I didn't actually read through it, just enough to know that it was Budweiser and it was a whole hell of a lot of beer. And then on top of all of this other stuff that we have to deal with, all these terrible things that we're always dealing with day to day, there goes the beer. I'm not a huge beer drinker, one every once in a while, but I get it. I understand. I feel for you, all my brothers and sisters. You know, it's funny to do a story like that because I suppose that's a main story for any other sort of media outlet. You know, I've talked about the fact that I've done this radio thing and different variations of this radio thing for 20 years or so, and I have a lot of friends that are actually in radio. I went to school for it. I did all this where I've run into all these people and made all these different friends over a period of time and years that I've done this, and most of them are in sort of commercial radio, just doing like the DJ thing in between songs. You know, they flip on the mic every 10 minutes and talk about Justin Bieber and make a few fart jokes and then run on, and some of them they think that, you know, this radio here is playing, and I just, let me paint a picture. Well, I just painted a picture for you. I mean, they're talking about, you know, they're playing some rock and roll, and God love it. I love the music. I'm a huge fan of music, even commercial music, but I'm an awake, aware, enlightened person. It doesn't program me. I see it for what it is when it's propaganda and when it's crap. And so I enjoy the music and all of that, and I understand why people do. But which one of us is playing it, this, you know, with the guy that comes and spends hours every day researching stories and then comes on here and shares that information with people and tries to just spread a little truth for a couple of hours every day, or the guy that, you know, what did I say, flips on the microphone every 10 or 15 minutes and talks about Justin Bieber and makes fart jokes? Well, you know, well, who's playing in that case, and who's doing something real that's, I don't know, it's just funny, self-gratifying indeed, but whatever, it is what it is. News for our friends in Canada, eh? And you thought about heading up north to get away. Gosh, I didn't realize at the time I wrote that it actually rhymed. I came back and added the A thing later just because, I don't know, that's something Canadians are supposed to say, supposedly. Every Canadian I've ever talked to has never actually used the word A, but maybe that's actually like a little bit further south of Canada where they're supposed to use that, like right up there in the northern parts of the States. But anyway, I did it. I shared it. The stories at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. D&D can't fully explain spending increase. You thought you're going to try and get away there? We have the same things going on there, going on here, going on across the pond. We'll get to them in just a minute. Our friends in the Olympics and everything that's going on over there in the UK. Ottawa, the Department of National Defense, can't explain exactly why defense expenditures jumped an estimated 14%. During the past fiscal year to $22.5 billion, including nearly $4 billion in the month of March alone as the government tries to rein in the deficit. Ah! See? You got the same games going on out there. The people in Canada are getting just as much as the shaft as the rest of us are. In case you didn't know or didn't realize that, believe me, there's nowhere to run from the tyranny that is. The stand for freedom is here, it is now. The voices you hear, as I've said before, of dissent are the only ones you will hear. And when you stop hearing them, it's going to be too late. Hopefully they don't get shut down. While the department is struggling to identify where the money is going, Defense Minister Peter McKay on Friday tried to summarize the spending hike, highlighting investments in military equipment, bases, and treatment for the sick and injured. And everybody in America thinks that they don't have a military up there in Canada. apparently they've got about $22.5 billion per year worth of one, at least this last year. Estimated defense program expenditures from 2011 to 12 budget year, which ended in March, increased $2.8 billion compared to the previous year, $22.5 billion from $19.7 billion, according to the Finance Department's Fiscal Monitor released 2 weeks ago. A whopping $3.8 billion was spent on defense programs in March alone, a 55% spike compared to the same month a year earlier. Yikes, what do they know that we don't know? Just as Treasury Board President Tony Clement was urging bureaucrats to avoid March Madness spending in the final month of the fiscal year. Oh, it's to get it in for the fiscal year. That makes sense. All right. Regardless of how much it was, I get it. The spending at D&D ratcheted up at the same time the combat mission in Afghanistan wound down. How's that work out? Bringing the troops home, and we got to spend more money, which has sparked questions from opposition parties about where the department is spending so much cash and why it refuses to release the information. Let's see, just before, the day before 9/11, a whole bunch of money disappeared from our military budget. Watch out, Canada. My God. Post Media asked D&D 2 weeks ago for details on the large spending increase, but the department has not released the information, insisting it won't be available until the numbers are finalized in fall, which is code for we'll go back and adjust the numbers and maybe it won't sound so bad the next time we come out and say it. But usually that's just because they've fiddled with the numbers, not because they didn't spend a whole hell of a lot of money. It's going on in Canada, too. There's a lot more to this story. If you want to follow it, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. The link up there to Canada.com and the Post News is up there. And I told you I wouldn't leave our friends across the pond out. We're going to talk a little bit about the Olympics because there's interesting stories about that. We've hit on it a little bit. But this from the EU, and again, MileHighLibertyRadio.com. EU plans drone network to nab illegal immigrants. This posted today from RT. The European Commission had released a proposal to deploy drones across the Mediterranean Sea to catch illegal immigrants. The surveillance effort is part of a $410 million package to bolster EU border security. Wow. Dubbed Eurosur, the project proposes the use of drones, high-resolution cameras, satellites, and spy planes to detect migrant vessels at sea. Eurosur's slated aim is to reduce the number of migrants reaching the Schengen area undetected, preventing cross-border crime and reducing immigrant fatalities. I'll read it. S-C-H-E-N-G-E-N, Shenzhen, maybe? Area? Undetected? Yeah, okay. Anyway, the project has yet to be officially debated in the European Parliament and Council, but some proponents of the project are pushing for it to be implemented as early as next year. And you tend to find out, you guys over there across the pond, if you haven't been paying attention to what's gone on here in America, these things tend to get legalized after the programs are already in effect, after some of these things are already being done, after some of these things are being put into use. Then they go back and try to rationalize it and legalize it. 1 to 3 million people immigrate to the EU annually, and last year's uprisings in North Africa increased the flow of immigrants to EU, with thousands attempting to cross the region's borders. The Mediterranean is one of the central hubs of illegal immigration. Europa Press reported that 1,037 migrants on board 44 boats have been detected arriving on the Andalusian coast from 1st of January 2012 to 9th of July 2012 alone. With this influx of immigration, death rates have also spiked. And so it's a big old story. They got the exact same problems going on over there. And less ability to handle than Americans here. That's why we're constantly pushing this notion that you got to get out there and talk to your friends and neighbors and wake people up to what's going on out there, because that's what's going on out there. That's crazy. Let's hit this David Koppel story. This is in National Review, and I hinted at it earlier, and I had shared it. It's in yesterday's links as well as today's links. Coloradans clear on guns and their role in the mass shootings. And, of course, this is in the wake of the event that we're not talking about today. This was posted yesterday. National Review Online, regardless of what you think of them, I can assure you David Koppel, we tend to find him on the right side of liberty and freedom here in Colorado. Colorado consensus on gun laws, broadly supported post-Columbine reforms, balanced gun rights, and gun control. After the Columbine High School murders, Colorado enacted 8 specific gun law reforms. 3 of these reforms are examples of what people usually call gun control, and 5 of them are in the gun rights category. But to many Coloradans, all 8 of the measures are cohesive and consistent. They're all based on the same principles. Guns in the wrong hands are very dangerous, and guns in the right hands protect public safety. Where have you heard that notion before? Colorado strengthened its laws to make it harder for the wrong people to acquire guns. Gee, I suggested that. If there's a failure, who's at blame here? The government, right? Yes. Colorado strengthened its laws to make it harder for the wrong people to acquire guns and simultaneously strengthened laws to remove obstacles in the use and carry of firearms by law-abiding citizens. Like I said, Colorado generally on the good side, on the right side of this issue. Some of the cities are a little bit screwed up. The city of Denver, it tells you that you can't carry openly, which is your constitutional right to openly carry a firearm anywhere you go, but then tells you that you can't carry concealed unless you get a permit. It's a catch-22 to force you into spending some money to get a permit, ultimately, because that's what a permit is. It's a revenue generation tool. A license is something that they specifically use to tell you that it's illegal to do something if you that you couldn't otherwise do without the license. They use a permit. I've hinted at this notion before, maybe even clarified it quite well, that the idea that it's a permit to conceal and carry, it's almost a tacit agreement on the part of the states and places that do it that they can't actually tell you that you can't conceal and carry, because ultimately it makes more sense to just say that everybody has the right, as the Constitution does, to own and conceal and carry a firearm. It doesn't say conceal. It says to bear. But it makes sense to conceal it in a polite society where everyone knows that you might be concealing a weapon. It's just common sense. Let me finish the story. Like I say, generally will find our good friend Dave Koppel on the right side of liberty in an issue. And so far, here we are. Colorado strengthens its laws to make it hard for the wrong people to acquire guns and simultaneously strengthen the law to remove obstacles to use and carrying of firearms by law-abiding citizens. As a whole, the laws embody and compromise that enjoys broad public support. I need to slow down and read instead of stumble over the stuff. They settled a gun policy debate that had raged in Colorado for 15 years. The Colorado consensus has already saved lives. Yeah, superficially, Conceal and Carry Act we have here in Colorado. The most important element of the Colorado reforms is the Conceal and Carry Act. Yeah, I don't know about that. It just the wording. I can question all of this stuff because he's going on he's being on the state side of liberty. I'm on the liberty side of liberty, the people's side of liberty. The most important element of the Colorado reforms is the Conceal and Carry Act. I would argue that we already had the right to do that and should do that commonsensely, which became law in 2003. This law strongly protects the right of law-abiding adults to carry handguns for the defense or self and others. 40 other states have similar laws. And if you register in Florida, they don't put you in a database. They don't try to track your license. You just have to renew. It's all about money. That's what I'm telling you. It's not a license. Again, it's a permit. It's all about the money. They're not trying to tell you you can't. They're just trying to make some money off of you and pass some laws. And you can go on and stack all the laws on top of each other. And we're going to cover more of the gun because there's a whole bunch of gun stuff in here. And we may even hit on those. The reform has so far thwarted at least one massacre. In December 2007, a man murdered 2 teenagers at the youth with a mission training center in the Denver suburbs. This was a huge, another national story. He then drove south to Colorado Springs and attacked the New Life megachurch in Colorado Springs. He killed 2 people in the parking lot and then entered the building carrying hundreds of rounds of ammunition. Fortunately, a volunteer security guard for the church, Jean Assam, was carrying a licensed handgun, and she quickly shot the attacker. According to Pastor Brady Boyd, she probably saved hundreds of lives. Elsewhere in the United States, three school shootings have been stopped because teachers or other responsible adults had firearms. Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, Pearl, Mississippi, and the Appalachian Law School in Grundy, Virginia. I love getting in arguments with people because the gun issue always, every single time lands on the side of liberty, freedom, and common sense. There is no question about it. If you take away guns from law-abiding citizens, then they cannot defend themselves from the state, from another state, from corrupt criminals, from anyone at all. And it is their right and their duty to do so, given to us by our very existence, not by the state. Colorado law allows government buildings to be declared gun-free zones. I've hinted at this before. But Colorado law insists that when a government promises a gun-free zone, they must keep that promise. License carry may be forbidden in a government building only if all entrances to the building are controlled by a gun, armed guard taking guns away from everyone if need be, and if the public entrances have metal detectors manned by armed guards. That's exactly what I just said. Under Colorado law, and I told you this and people argued with me under this, oh, I gotta save this until we get back. You just can't post a no gun sign and make it take away your right. I've said it. I've said it before. I'll say it again. When we get back on Mile High Liberty Radio.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Welcome back to Mile High. Live, Liberty Radio. We're here talking about the truth, trying to find the solutions in all of this madness that is what we call news and information out there in the real world that's being spit at us from all different directions every time you turn the dial. I understand why people want to run and go to the game or play a video game or turn on the radio and listen to some music and turn some of this stuff off. You have to. Unfortunately, most of these people are turned off all of the time. They don't ever even take just a few hours a day to find out what's going on in the world and keep caught up. I mean, if you can say that you spend a few hours a day actually reading about what's going on around the world and getting some different views as opposed to just turning on the half-hour nightly news or something like that at the end of the night or catching it even in the daily, morning show news or, one of those hour stupid programs today or something like that. I don't know. You're not getting the same information that the rest of us are getting out here, and you're not doing the detailed analysis. And some of these people that aren't doing those things like to run around and yap, especially in these new media and social media places that we like to talk about and be friendly about all the time. And it's sad because they don't get it, because it's not hard, they should get it. So it's sad in that respect, but it's somewhat gratifying in another respect to just find common sense views and opinions, as well as well thought out legal arguments and the proper definitions of words used to actually put perspective on a situation like that event. Under Colorado law, therefore, government entities may not simply post a no-gun sign. That's government entities. And leave law-abiding licensed citizens defenseless against violent crimes. Ultimately, what has to happen is that they have to declare a gun-free zone. And by doing that, to be a gun-free zone, it has to be protected. These government buildings, federal buildings and things like that here in Colorado may operate differently. I don't know, but the local, like the Capitol, the Senate, and the courthouse and things like that, that are all right in downtown Denver, they have to follow a procedure where there has to be an armed guard at every door and there has to be a scanner at every door. The schools, they have special restrictions. A conceal and carry person can keep that in their car or on their person in their car, but they're not supposed to carry it out in the fields or out of the streets, or into the school. And then here's where this is what I've talked about before and hinted at this notion and the story that I'm reading by David Koppel in the National Review Online. He's a local think tank member called the Independence Institute, and he's on radio and television, and he's generally on the right side of liberty here in Colorado. The Concealed Carry Act did not disturb the property rights of business owners. If they wish to, they may prohibit conceal and carry as private business owners on their business premises. Fortunately, very few businesses have done so, but one that did was Century Theaters, where the shooting happened, that thing we're not talking about. Compounding the problem, Century Theaters did not create an actual gun-free zone, what I was just talking about, as some government buildings in Colorado have. Instead, like the schools, Century Theaters created a pretend gun-free zone. Century Theaters did nothing to prevent armed criminals from entering the theater. We're coming into the break, and we got a whole nother hour of this stuff to talk about. I want you to go up there and read this story, milehighlibertyradio.com. Click on today's date. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is Farron, host of The Real News Radio.